Southeast Wisconsin has some of the best high school and college athletes in the country. How did they get their start? Where did they begin their journey? It's time to talk about some of the best youth sports programs in the area. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will. It's time for the Youth Sports Show with the Fans High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Youth Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and Duke Rufus is pulling in the lot. In fact, Billy, if you want to go, man, the high school football tournament got really, really good last night. And we're going to talk about that between 10 and noon today. And if you don't know who won, but I'll tell you what, Muskego in a barn burner against Marquette won. Kimberly in Division One. In overtime, we're going to talk to Steve Jones, in fact, at 10 o'clock, head football coach at Kimberly. They played in overtime Fond du Lac, the team that beat them first game of the year. And they beat them 22-21. In overtime, Fond du Lac scored a touchdown, kicked the extra point. Kimberly scored a touchdown, went for two, and got it. So in the state finals next weekend, in Division One, it's Muskego against Kimberly. We're going to be talking to both of those coaches coming up between 10 and noon on the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show. Division Two, a couple of teams from this area. Homestead got a win over Marshfield 12-7, and Brookfield Central beat Wanakee 20-13. And we'll be talking to both of those coaches as well sometime between 10 and noon. Catholic Memorial in this area beat New Berlin Eisenhower, so they're playing for a state championship against West De Pere, who beat Rice Lake. That's Division III. Division IV, the game that I was at, and it was an unbelievable game. St. Catharines beat Lakeside Lutheran 30-28. They scored with under a minute to go, and they scored to tie it, went for two, and got it to win 30-28. So it's been, man, it was cold out there last night. Not for me. I was in the press box. I've gotten really soft, but I'm not tough the way that Duke Rufus is tough. You know, normally when guys are late, I slap them around a little bit. I push them. I ain't pushing Duke Rufus, man. I just say, sir, thanks for coming in. How you been, Duke?
I'm great. Sorry it's late.
No, don't worry about it. You know what? I'd fill in because there's a lot of high school football that happened last night. That was unbelievable. It's good to see you, man. Things are busy, huh?
Oh, then some. You know, things are good for Wisconsin in the mixed martial arts industry.
It's really good. And this being a youth sports show, we're going to talk a lot about not only what you guys do at Rufus Sport, and your headquarters is right by Pius High School. It's 321 North 76th Street. It's right off of 76th and Bluemont.
Yes.
Right there. And we're going to talk a lot about what they do. Once I started running promos that you're coming in, Duke, my phone started lighting up saying, hey, look, we know it's a youth sports show, but you have to please introduce Duke and let people know at what level he was when he competed. And so I did a lot of research, man, and you and I have lately have spent a lot of time together, and you don't talk about this much. You know, you talk about, hey, I'm training this guy, and you know what, I have this guy, and we've got these wrestlers, and Showtime, you know, Anthony Pettis is a really good guy, and his younger brother, Sergio. What I didn't know is to what level, when you competed, you were. And then I looked it up, and I watched a couple things on YouTube. Man, when you fought, you were all over the world, right?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. My dad owned a martial arts school since 1973.
Okay.
So I grew up in the sport of kickboxing, martial arts, competitive. I'm very fortunate, family friends with Chuck Norris. I saw, you know, some legendary athletes growing up, and, you know, I just kind of followed my dream, and here I am. It was awesome, and I've always fought out of Milwaukee. Milwaukee's been a huge support for me. You know, the neat thing about Milwaukee, it's a mid-level market where I think if I were from a bigger city, I don't think anyone would have supported me the way they did. But even when I fought in Milwaukee, the fans have always got behind us. The media supported us. It's just been fantastic, and I'm very grateful.
And again, look, I appreciate the way you do this, but I say, look, I want to talk about you, and you go, hey, let me tell you about my dad, let me tell you about the community, let me tell you about my people. Look, 1998, IKF World Super Heavyweight Champion. 1997, KICK World Super Heavyweight Champion. 1996, WKBA World. It just goes on. We don't have enough time. But look, from 1991 through 1998, that time frame, man, you won a lot of titles. You were the champion in a lot of different areas. And so what was it like back then for you? Did you know when you started in this career that you had what it took to be a world champion in a couple different areas?
I believe so. Again, my dad, our coach, I grew up doing this. And obviously, here's the neat thing. My accomplishments are completely shadowed by Rick's accomplishments.
They are. And I know Rick.
I mean, Rick was just special. I was good.
Yeah.
I'm very honest about my career. I was a good fighter, won some titles, but Rick, he was legendary. He was special, and he'll always go down as one of the greats of all time.
So he I was working for the WAIF. I was a director of sales and marketing, and he tried out for 2 years, and he was a really skilled soccer player. He was a good soccer player. They cut him 2 years in a row. Because he was so physical as a soccer player that he was hurting our players, and he said, look, I can't tone it down. This is who I am. This is how I play. You would love to have me on your team. And they said, you bet. Game days, we would love to have you on our team, but you got to practice too. And when you practice, we can't have you. You're too physical for our guys.
Well, I tell you, that level of intensity that Rick brought to the game, that's why I am who I am. I remember when I wasn't going to do the sport. Rick was meteoric from a young age. I was kind of a late bloomer with it. And when I decided I wanted to be a fighter, my brother was extra hard on me.
I bet.
But in the
He's your older brother.
Yes.
Yep.
I have five brothers and a sister, and my dad has five brothers. So we have a very huge family. My dad's father was a sergeant major, World War II to Vietnam, speaking of Veterans Day coming up. So, Sergeant Major Grandpa Rufus was, something special. That being said, my brother made sure that I was going to succeed with a lot of tough love. But that's what you need in gladiatorial sports,
Because you were fighting against guys you were practicing against guys that were better than the guys you're going to get in the ring with. Can I ask you this question? Because I always have thought this. 5 minutes, 10 minutes before a fight, what's the feeling in your gut? When you're 100% Irish, you get in some street fights and you get beat up a lot, and it happens quickly. You get in an argument, you're in a bar, you push a guy, he pushes you, and boom. The date and the time, and so you work up to it. And I'm wondering what the feeling in your head and your stomach and your heart is 15 minutes before.
I love this conversation because I was on the Joe Rogan podcast and we talked about this. Street fighting, that's easy because it just happens organically. The higher level you get at fighting, like people trip out. Some of my fighters, I remember every date like of a fight because my whole well-being was locked in on a date. Coming up in a few weeks, November the 17th, I fought in Marseille, France in 1995, vicious scrap. November 23rd, I fought there again the next year. I remember these dates every month because for many weeks of my life, I'm fixated on a date, a man, a mission. But in that locker room, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be completely transparent. Your mind's playing tricks on you. You're like, why am I doing this? This is stupid.
Right.
Even at the highest level. I mean, even my last few fights, I still, it's like the Animal House scene with the devil and the angel on your shoulder. I mean, it is you either find yourself or lose yourself in the ring sometimes. And if you're not scared, you're stupid.
Right.
But Customato, one of the great boxing coaches, he talked about fear is either your friend or your enemy. And what you do is the better you get at this, you learn to harness your fear. And now you're training your habits. they get empowered by your fear and your adrenaline.
Are you able to slow your heart rate down? I mean, are those things that you can that you can actually do and lessons to learn on how to do it?
Yes, for sure. I mean, you have to calm yourself down. I mean, my first fight in Japan, I'll never forget. I made the mistake and maybe it was good. I didn't realize how big of an arena we were fighting in. It was basically, I think there's 17,000 people there. So I walk out, I look up, I'm like, I felt like Maximus in the Colosseum in Gladiator. But, you know, you got to learn, you know, just like Jordan always wanted the ball.
Right.
In his prime, give me that rock, I want to win. A great fighter's got to enjoy the Colosseum, the arena. You got to... Whether they love you or hate you, it doesn't matter. You got to enjoy the rush of going into the ring, because that's a weird thing. Because I have done other sports. All my friends I played soccer with are great coaches now in this area, the Moynihans, the Keys, Harringtons. I grew up on a really good team. We played a lot of soccer. I played football. But fighting is a weird rush.
Because it's just you.
Yeah.
They close the gate. They close it, and you're in there. The other part for me is, look, when you're in a street fight, you just want to end it quickly, man. You just want to go 1-2 and get it done with and be able to walk away. You don't want to pace yourself. So you come out firing. Well, you can't really do that in what you do, right? Because
sometimes you can strategically try and overrun your opponent. My thing is, I wasn't the biggest heavyweight, you know, when I fought at a lighter weight class, but I was a small guy for a heavyweight, and today they're even bigger. I mean, Ali and George Foreman, they're considered tiny heavyweights,
right,
in comparison to the new guys like Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury, et cetera. That being said, it is a trip having to keep getting off that stool round after round to fight. That's why Rocky movies are more real than people realize. If you fight and have done the sport, you realize that there's certain things about those movies, you know, the way Rocky had the picture on the mirror every day before he went running, getting off that stool, you know, it's a very unique sport, but that's why everyone loves it. You know, it's as real as it gets, as they say in the UFC.
Hey, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I really want to talk about what you do for kids. And we've had this conversation, Duke, and I love the thought process behind why parents, grandparents should recommend or at least take a look at what Rufus Sports does, and the importance of self-confidence and the importance of staying in shape and balance. And the confident part is the most important. We're going to get to that.
Great.
On the other side of the break. If you want more information on what they do there, whether you want to do it yourself, you and your wife or you and your buddies want to, you know, get in shape, stay in shape, or you have kids that you want Duke and his guys, and they've got a great coaching staff over there, you can go to RufusSports.com, RufusSport.com. It's R-O-U-F-U-S, RufusSport.com. Or you can give them a call at 414-453-5425. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGiver. We're talking with Duke Rufus. I told him before we went to a break, or as we went to a break, we could do about a four-hour show. I could not get through all the stuff that I want to know from him. Rufus Sport, their headquarters is 321 North 76th Street. And you can go to their website anytime, rufussport.com. How long have you been in this facility, this space?
We were there since 2012. So if you know where Blue's Egg is, we're in the basement of that building. Luckily, I grew up in that neighborhood. I grew up off of 62nd and Blue Mountain. My dad still lives in Story Hill. So I went to grade school at Holy Cross and high school at Pius. So,
man, you're a local guy.
Yeah.
Local guy, and you stayed here because you love the community.
I'll tell you this. I get a lot of offers. you know, days like today make me want to leave.
No, you
know,
you got to stay, man.
But there's something like the Green Bay Packers, the tundra, and the special environment of building great players and teams. There's something special about this community. We have a lot of guys moving here to train with us who are not, they're from way better cities per se, but
as far as climate is concerned,
and cooler, et cetera, and more hip, you know, but there's something special about our community that builds champions.
How early on in this thing, and your dad being a coach, so maybe it started earlier for you than most kids, but when did you know that eventually that's what you wanted to do?
I had hints of it as a small child, but honestly, I sucked when I was a kid. I started competing at age 6, and I don't think I won first place in a martial arts tournament until I was probably 12.
Okay.
And it's really shaped the way I coach. I don't think kids should focus at a young age on trying to be the best. You know what they should do? Fall in love with this.
Right.
And that's something I did. Even though I wasn't good, I loved it, and I still love it. I couldn't imagine not doing this. That being said, I think martial arts for kids has so many meanings for so many different children. I think today we live in a very pulverizing culture. A lot of the bad behavior stems from a lot of insecurity and a lot of lack of confidence. It's easier to go blow out someone else's candle to make yours burn brighter. And I think that martial arts, it's a very humbling experience, especially when you do something like, say, jiu-jitsu. It's a base of our kids' program. The kids, I don't care, big or small, little girl, if she's good enough at jiu-jitsu, she can tap you out. And I think that's something that you got to learn to do in life. This sounds crazy. For someone who focuses on my high-end winning, the most important thing people need to do is learn how to lose, and lose often when you're young. Because if you learn how to fail, you learn how to succeed. Most people today, they want to succeed always. That's impossible.
Or get a participation medal.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
We have to fail, and we have to. I love my 6-year-old daughter, and I'm very close with her. But my wife, especially, focuses on the reality of life. We winning and losing is a big part of life, and you have to learn how to lose.
I use the term a lot on the shows I do, that you have kicked your coverage, which means your wife is way too good looking for you. Join the club, pal.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, we're friends on Facebook, and trust me, you know what? You're a really nice guy. You outkicked your coverage a bit. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah. What is your wife's name?
Tammy.
Tammy. Is she listening?
AKA the Duchess. Maybe. I'm not sure, but
and your daughter?
She knows. Lula.
Lula. You know what? Well done, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
On the kids part, and again, you can find a lot of this on the website that we're going to talk about. But I circled this part because I think it's really important that as we talk on the U Sports Show about Rufus Sport and the stuff that they do, that this paragraph was important to me. At Rufus Sport, your child's safety is our main concern. That's why our youth martial arts program teaches kids how to protect themselves using a program system based, and there's a number of things. But that line itself, as a grandfather of 3 boys, 4, 7, and 8. And I'll tell you, the 4-year-old, Beckett, he was at our house 2 days ago, and he's right at that height, you know what I'm saying? Where he said, "Papa, there's Monday, there's Tuesday, and there's punch day," and he whacked me. And he's at that height, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Like, who taught this to you? And so these kids that live across the street from me, this is perfect for, and my concern would be their safety. And when you put it on your website that, look, here, your child's safety is our main concern, and that's why our Youth Promote Martial Arts program teaches kids how to protect themselves more than anything. You're not teaching kids how to sweep their leg or how to, you're teaching them first and foremost to fall in love with the sport and how to protect themselves.
Especially my upbringing in martial arts was striking martial arts. As much success I've had with that, I'm passionate about the passive martial arts, which are jiu-jitsu and judo. Because today, the narrative in life, if your child's bullied and they hit someone, your child becomes the bully. So what I try and teach the kids and our our teacher actually is leaving today for Israel. He's fighting for the Bellator World Championship. So our actual coach is fighting for the world title this week.
Wow.
So like my family, we're still very, you know, everyone's involved with this.
Will you go with him?
Yes, I leave Tuesday. It's my first time to Tel Aviv, so
wow.
It's pretty exciting. I love the commitment of the athletes we have at our gym. They're not too cool for school. Our practice is open every day. If anyone wants to come, we practice Monday through Friday, 1:30. You can come watch, just like Green Bay Packers preseason.
Yeah.
We're that way all year round. We really, part of our community and why our guys do well, we are not too cool for school. We do not allow pretentious behavior. That's why even, you know, a guy that we call Showtime,
right,
Anthony Pettis, you come see him. The guy's been on the Wheaties box, you know, jumped off the cage. You know, I've been at fights where, you know, Snoop Dogg's like, "What up, Showtime?" I'm like, you know.
Man, come on now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a worldwide phenomenon. But when he's at Rufus Sport, he's Anthony.
Hey, and I got to tell you something about him in a second. But getting back to you know, this whole, our safety is our main concern, your children's safety. And you talked about jiu-jitsu. It literally means gentle skill or gentle art, and is an excellent entry point for child's introduction in martial arts. And again, that's right from your website. So when you start to train kids, and you do this as early as 4, correct?
Yes, sir.
Jiu-jitsu, again, that's the starting point. And when you talk about a gentle skill or a gentle art, it is physical, but you're teaching kids to protect themselves through jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, the art of restraining their, you know. So if you have a bully trying to smack you, you learn how to grab their clothes, control them. And I think I'm very passionate about children. And another thing, I have friends, I have family who are police officers. I think this should be mandatory for all police officers, learn how to restrain people as well. Because I think there are going to be confrontations in life. It's just two wrongs don't make a right. You hitting me, I hit you. That's why I'm not a big fan of street fighting, because, you know, you think I'm a jerk. I think you're an a-hole. You're right on top of me, beating me up. I don't go, you know what, Mike? You're not an a-hole. After you punch me 10 times in
you're
the face.
You're a good guy.
No, it doesn't work that way. It only escalates.
Right.
You know, so I love ring competition, but I don't like street fighting. I think it's stupid, it's senseless. I love the rush of pushing myself in the ring. People think that's very contradictory, but it still is a sport to me. I don't like the feeling of hitting someone without a glove. I don't like that. I think the last altercation I was in, maybe when I was 21, and I defended myself with a judo move. I don't like hitting people unless we're combative athletes.
Yeah, I can't imagine that if somebody didn't know you, that if they were going to start an argument with you and then they realized you were Duke Rufus, they would say, "Let me just buy you a soda and we'll call this even." Right.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. You know, sometimes I'm. You know, to me, the self defense situations, they're very chaotic. I could be the best fighter in the world, but if I don't have my spidey senses on and see a punch, a bottle, anything coming at me, you know, it's very possible to get defeated in that arena easy.
Can you teach kids to have that spidey sense?
I think
you can at least get them to the point that they understand their surroundings a little bit.
Well, part of that is learning them to walk confident and be confident. And when you're confident, you have better behavior. You know, you're not going to offend other people. And then the other thing, when you're confident, you're not an easy target.
Right.
And we have a lot of women who train, and that's something we really, with ever. I don't care, man, woman, child, we really instill confidence, because I think we're in a culture today where we've lost confidence. You know, there's people who would prefer to attack people on cyber bullies and then actually speak and communicate. And even, you know, you walk around, there's a lot of tension, and we need to eliminate that tension. And part of that is people, whether it's you do martial arts, you marathon, you do the Spartan races, CrossFit, there's a warrior inside of us that needs to come out through workouts. And if you don't work out, you're going to be a bottled up ball of rage.
Yeah. He is Duke Rufus. Here's the cool thing about this. When you go to rufussport.com, If you don't live anywhere near that campus, which is in Milwaukee off 76 and Blue Mount, there's other options for you. I mean, you can enroll in the Duke Rufus Online Striking University. There's a number of things that you can do. If you can't physically get to that location, you know, don't let that stop you from going to their website. And we're talking about the youth side of this. And there's some things that I want to talk to him about, not only about his team, but their core values, their mission, and their promise. If you're confident enough and want your kids to get involved in what they're doing, they will sit down and talk to you about it. And they'll explain the process to you. And I think you'll be impressed, because this isn't to teach your kids how to be the best fighter in the playground. This is to teach your kids to not have to do any of that. And I think he's onto something. And then we're going to talk during the break about how I get my grandkids involved with this. And if my daughter's listening, she's shaking her head. If my son-in-law's listening, he's like, well done. Let's have that conversation. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Duke Rufus. He's the owner of Rufus Sport, headquartered at 321 North 76th Street, but that's not who he is. He's the husband of Tammy and the father of Lulu. That's who he is. This is what he does for a living, and he does it really, really well. We have an event that we're working together on at March 23rd at Martin Luther High School, and I want to talk about that. But before I do, are you a better coach or were you a better competitor?
Way better coach. I think one of the reasons it wasn't easy for me, so I have to know how to coach everyone. And as well, when I work for my family, I've taught regular classes for years at Rufusport. I've taught our hobbyist students. So just until recently, I haven't been able to be a full-time fight coach, and now I am. My dream has come true. I used to teach regular classes, but I love that too, because a guy like Anthony Pettis, believe it or not, he did not join Rufusport years ago to be a fighter. He's already an elite taekwondo master. He joined to get better at martial arts, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu. And I said, hey, kid, I think you should try this. And
yeah,
the
advice.
Rest is history.
Do you know, when he came off and when he came off the cage against, was it Benson
Henderson?
My wife was asleep. And I'm watching that fight live, and I started screaming. She jumped up and she said, what? And I go, you have to see this. You have to see what this kid that went to Dominican just did. Like, they're going to be talking about this forever. And she's like, I'm going to bed. I have no interest.
You know how many people have told me the same exact story?
That they started screaming?
Yeah.
Did that surprise? Because you were right there.
No. We trained that all training camp. I'll never forget September, right before that fight in December, Anthony was doing a shoot for the UFC magazine. We were kind of playing around, and the guys go, stop. I'm like, what's wrong? They all pull out their iPhones, and they were filming the tricks he was doing off the wall.
Wow.
When that kid's on, he does some special things.
Do you think, obviously, for him to do that, to be able to just pull it out right then, first of all, the timing was incredible. Things must slow down for a guy like that, where he sees things a lot sooner, or things just look, as a basketball coach, I can tell when things have slowed down for a kid who maybe played JV and we bring him up to varsity. And in the beginning, his eyes are big as saucers. And then all of a sudden, 3, 4, 5 weeks in, things start to slow down. Now he starts to see things a little bit clearer and a little bit different. Things must be slow for a guy like that inside the ring.
Well, I try and instill this mentality in all my guys. I think Gretzky said it. I don't go where the puck is. I go where the puck is going to be.
Right.
And
yeah.
What we talk about, the spidey senses, the special people in all sports, whether it's fighting, ball and stick sports, they know where to be. And that's just from preparation, practice, work. You know where things are going
to
go.
Hey, you knew what it was like to be the younger brother of an elite, of Rick Rufus, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is Sergio? He's really good.
Yeah. And
but people still say, oh, it's Showtime's younger brother. It's his little brother. Yeah.
I help him combat that a lot. I mean, I actually, because I have an online training resource, I have a film crew constantly in our gym. And a passion of mine, I didn't go to college. I love film. So I'm going to, with my crew of videographers, we're going to produce a documentary called The Other Brothers.
Really?
Yeah. And kind of like the hoop dreams of martial arts.
Right.
Because, yeah, I mean, Sergio made his UFC debut 5 years ago at the 20th anniversary. Today's the 25th anniversary of the UFC, by the way, ironically. And, you know, we still process things because you're always going to be compared or you're not as good. You know,
right.
You just can't buy into the negativity. But the neat thing is both guys, they're dear friends of mine, really close with their family. They're both so different, and I treat them as two different men, and
right.
It's important.
Well, I see when one's fighting, there's not a bigger fan in the arena than the brother. Those guys root for each other hard, and good for them, because, you know, sometimes when you get to that level, there's some jealousies and all that.
Oh,
there
yeah.
doesn't seem to be any of that with those boys.
Especially their story. I mean, they lost Anthony's dad, got killed on his street, down the street from his house. You know, they've endured a lot. Their mother is incredible. I love Annette Pettis. She's something special. She's the world super champion of parenting, you know.
Man, that's good.
One of the reasons why Anthony and I are really tight is I lost my sister when I was 15 years old. I came home from football practice. My mom was in a little shock. And she goes, hey, go look at your sister. My sister had SIDS. It was a very tough experience. I never used to talk about it, but now that's what martial arts does. It helped Anthony and I overcome those situations.
Right.
And I have a hashtag, martial arts is life. And I truly believe that when you accept the martial arts lifestyle, and it helped you heal and get better. And you know, instead of having negative outlets, you take and you put your energy into punching a heavy bag harder when you're having a bad day, punching those pads, and you know, you get your frustrations out and you learn to release those bad feelings you have.
Well, you know what, Tim, my wife and I started a 9-round May 1st, and I've become addicted to it, and for that exact reason, because I get to put gloves on and punch stuff as hard as I can, and nobody's calling 911 on me. Nobody's calling the cops on me. I get to get all that out. It's 30 minutes, right? Boom, I'm done. It's not, it's certainly not to the level and I'm going to come over
by
you.
I love all of it. I mean, I think, see, I'm very non-competitive. I'm a believer of high tides raises all ships. More people do 9-round, more people go to other people's gyms. I don't care if it's just our gym. You know, everyone's doing it. That means it's going to raise the bar for all of us. So,
yeah.
I love that there's more mixed martial arts schools than ever. It's great.
Well, you told me when we started working on this project, and March 23rd at Greendale Martin Luther, and I'm going to talk about it a lot between now and then. But you guys are doing a great event. You said, look, if you get this set up, I know you're trying to lose some weight, and I've kind of stayed around that 55 to 60 mark. You said, look, you get this set up, I'll help you lose the rest of that. So I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, for sure.
March 23rd at Martin Luther is when we're going to do this event, and we're going to, I'm going to help promote this because I believe in this a lot. They're going to raise money for first responders, and that's your family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad's father, my wonderful grandfather was Sergeant Major, World War II to Vietnam. One of my dear friends growing up in the Gulf War was the first casualty from Wisconsin. I lost him. I see a lot of what happens to the kids when they come home, the military.
Right.
So police, fire, everybody want to help. We want to do this. One, we want to launch the kids version of MMA because there's a group called the International Mixed Martial Arts Federation. The world championships are this week. We're very close to having MMA become an Olympic sport. But the only way we can do that is we need to have a developmental version for kids. So I'm very passionate about that. Now, when we say developmental, it's going to be very similar to NFL sponsors, flag football.
Right.
It's the flag football of MMA. The kids, there's a point system, and they learn, like I did growing up in point martial arts, is they get the repetitive goes and learn the skills. So they're not allowed to hit each other in the head and knock each other out. The only way they can win is by a tap out or by points accumulated. But Sergio Pettis grew up doing that, and look where he's at now. He's in one of the top contenders. He was in the flyweight, moved to bantamweight, and he's made he's only 25 years old, and he's doing quite well for himself.
Oh, I bet.
And he's also very passionate about doing things for our community, and he's a great martial artist, so I believe in that. And then as well, we're doing and nothing against boxing, I just am very cognizant. I was a professional boxer, but professional kickboxer. I'm very cognizant about CT. We know a lot about that from all sports.
Right.
I even have my cousin, she's a very elite soccer player at Loyola. Her husband is from the Banks family.
Okay.
He plays in the Major Soccer League. Great family, the Banks from the Wave.
Oh, you bet. Jimmy Banks is the guy.
Yeah, their son is incredible too. But she had an issue where she was dealing with vertigo from playing soccer. It was a scare for our family. She's doing much better. But
yeah.
So I believe kids at the developmental age of martial arts shouldn't be getting hit in the head. And that's what I like about this sport. They learn to do it, but they're not taking the damage.
Right.
And
well, that whole event on March 23rd, and we're gonna partner with Duke on the media side, and we'll be a part of this. But the whole idea is to raise money, to raise awareness of this program, but then to raise money and have these kids then compete in front of a crowd. But again, it's like flag football, and I love that analogy because that's exactly what we're looking at on this. Again, go to RufusSport.com. If Duke is willing to talk to you, if you want to bring your kids over, he's got a great coaching staff. You know, I started looking up some of your expert team, as you call them. These are really guys that have done this for a while and have competed at a high level, and they're willing to teach and to train and to coach up and to just to give knowledge to these kids.
It's very passionate. Our head jiu-jitsu coach moved here from Brazil to the United States, and his son moved here. His son's a four-time world jiu-jitsu champion already, and he's only 16 years old.
Oh my.
And he's a prod. So we all have children. We're all second, third generation of martial arts doing this. So it's a big culture for us that there's children always at our school, and it's a big part of what we do. Anthony's daughter will come over and train. Anthony runs his own school too as well. If you're way on the other side of town by the airport,
yeah.
Anthony has Pettis Martial Arts too that we're affiliated with. They're excellent too. Again, I'm non-competitive. It's great. I don't care where you go to someplace that's good and get your kid involved.
Does Lulu hang out by you guys?
Yeah, she comes to the school. She trains a little jiu-jitsu.
That's awesome.
She also trains tumbling out at in New Berlin. I'm having a brain fart.
That's all right.
Their family, she won the silver medal. What's the name of their family? I'm having a brain fart.
That's all right.
She won the silver medal in the Olympics in 2008.
Yeah. You know what? I had somebody, a gymnastic group on. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But
again, a lot of great athletes and families in our community. Another person I want to give credit quickly is Ben Askren. He just got signed to the UFC.
I saw that.
I'm going to be helping him prepare for the fight, and I'm excited because he does great things for wrestling.
Yeah. He was a heck of a wrestler at Arrowhead, man. He was good.
He's an incredible coach. Him, John Messenbrink, his brother Maxwell. They're incredible for the sport of wrestling. One of the kids from West Dallas Hale just got a full ride to Missouri.
He did. I had him in studio a year ago.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, their head coach Randy Farrell over there.
Yep.
He's a really good guy. He was in doing this U Sports Show. We got to get to a break. He's Duke Rufus. Again, they're headquartered 321 North 76th Street. RufusSport.com is where you want to go. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A
Welcome back to the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my special guest, man. He's a good one. We're going to have him back because there's so many questions that I did not get to. He is Duke Rufus, Milwaukee's own Duke Rufus. Go to rufussport.com for more information. And being, again, it's a U Sports Show, we've talked a lot about the U side of this. And if somebody comes in, Duke, and they say, hey, look, I'm thinking about bringing my son or my daughter, and they're 7 or 6 or 8 in that age group, and I just want to get your opinion. This is going to be the first kind of stuff that they're trying athletically. What do you tell them as far as what they can expect, and you know how long this process is, and do they get to stick around when you're training their kids or working with them?
Yes, definitely. I'm a big fan of having the parents there always. I think that martial arts is a lifestyle, not a sport. So I think it's important to have the parents understand the lifestyle and be involved in our community. So we, the bleachers, we have them right by the mat where we have practice. At the same time, you know, certain martial arts, they're really into yes sir, no sir, strict. I'm more into keep it playful, keep it respectful, but have the kids have fun. If this is not fun, you will not enjoy it, and you won't continue.
Hey, do you agree that as a basketball coach, I really believe in this, that a kid can't be undisciplined all day long in the classroom and then expect to come on the court for a practice and be disciplined for an hour and a half? Like, it's impossible.
That's my belief system. My daughter goes to Montessori school, and I see how they have structure, but they have freedom. And I'm trying to teach leaders, not sheeple. Sheeple stand, answer mindlessly, yes sir, no sir. I want to empower children to make decisions for themselves. And part of it, they're going to make bad decisions sometimes. We correct those bad decisions, and they learn from them. But at the same time, I believe that they should be free. Freedom creates leaders. Very important, be free thinkers. And that's what I enjoy about jiu-jitsu, because it's a lot like basketball. You start learning your game. There's so many different moves that become your moves. So I just think it's very great for children to, one, have fun, have a passion for something. Just don't do it because your parents told you to do it. Do it because you want to be there, and I see the children when they come in with that hunger to be there, and that makes me so happy.
He is Duke Rufus. Man, I'll tell you what, you never thought, as far as the overall picture of MMA and all that it would ever get to this point. It's huge.
For sure, and here's the great thing. It's only growing more. The few deals just went down with the UFC where they traded some fighters to an organization in Asia. Kevin Hart and Anthony Robbins, they're behind the PFL on NBC. So there's so many opportunities for kids to grow up and do this as a real sport, and it's just awesome.
Again, he is Duke Rufus, rufussport.com. March 23rd, and I'll continue to talk about this, at Greendale Martin Luther High School, we're going to have an event that he's been kind enough to allow me to get involved with. And I'm excited about being involved with it, and I'll talk more about it. Duke, it's really good to see you. Have safe travels this week.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. If you want to watch it, it's going to be on Paramount Friday night. You can watch Milwaukee's own Manny Sanchez hopefully add another world championship to the list of belts here in Milwaukee.
That's awesome. Again, rufussport.com for more information. Thanks for listening. This is the U Sports Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.